Where to begin? Would I be fair for me to give huge credit to everyone involved, both sides, for one of the most extraordinary games of football that I've ever seen?
Two sides. I'm going to put my colours to the mast, and I don't do this. Two sides will be in the playoffs at the end of the season. And I say that now because two sides that play the right way, that are great on the eye, that are great going forward, that they've got defensive lapses, but you play the right way. And the way Nicky and Gav has got that side playing, the way we've got our side playing is brilliant. And, you know, yeah, we want to win. But if we don't win, we'll take a 4-all.
And it must have been, obviously, we'll talk through the chapters in the game. Frustration, presumably, at the beginning, because for the third time in a row, a rather sloppy start with a goal, giving the other team a goal start, basically.
It was, for me, it was Sal Shields at home, Miles Boney rolling it out to the defender, Donner's pressing him and scoring. And did Gribbin want it? I said to Dan, does he want it with his back to play, you know, with a high press after 7 minutes? I'd rather go the other end. And Carl gives the ball away, he's brave enough to receive it, we go 1-0 down, and we're looking that way. I said to Dan, you're looking that way, you can see the lad's got a press on him, so we've got to make better decisions. But we were smarting, and then we had 25 minutes worth. I keep saying that's the best 25 minutes of the season. I think that 25 minutes was extraordinary.
What was the key for that for you?
Just the belief in that side. I knew before we went out there was a couple of key messages. Obviously, you know, what the lads did for me at the start of the game was quite tough, and you know, they just felt it, and they wanted to go on, and you know, we just was mesmerising. I can't even tell you how good we were. Went 3-1 up, and then they kind of changed the system, James, and I thought Potsy dropped a bit deep and Pratt caused a few problems, and then, you know, the second goal, it's going wide and Dan dives and it's Dan and goes it back in net, and then they get the third when the lads, what, a foot on the pitch and the linesman doesn't see it off the throw-in, and it's 3-all, and you're going at half-time, and you know, the lads are, you know, upbeat but a bit flat at the same time, and then come out second half and it is just a proper end-to-end game of football, end-to-end, and Hyde go and get the fourth to go 4-3, but wow, what character from the boys to, you know, to be 3-1 up to be 4-3 down. You could quite easily capitulate, and they didn't, James, and we got the goal and the place went up, and it was, you know, a point apiece.
I felt that the midfield was, I mean, Potts is, the way he's everywhere,
yeah.
but Griffiths, that's got that composure about him, and Ennis, good game too. He looked pretty solid. Ennis, you wouldn't know it was 4-all draw when you look at.
So a couple of things on that, James. Potts pulled his calf after about 10 minutes. He was jogging back. Well, sorry, he was sprinting back on about 70. We had to bring him off because we didn't want a calf to get any worse. I thought Griffiths, that's as good as I've seen him play this season. And Ennis, I've just said in the dressing room, he's going on 33. You think he's 23 sometimes. You know, I thought he was excellent today. Another two goals to boot. I think that's, what, 11 or 12 for the season. He's just so calm. You know, he's just a good leader out there. And he, there were some really pleasing performances. And I thought the back four did well, but we conceded four goals. So, it's a strange one.
I was coming on to that. There was, towards the end, there was a heroic about four clear, where it was by Blinkers, obviously we described it as a kung fu clearance to get to the ball.
I mean, listen,
when his ankles are right, it'd be a really good player.
This is where I credit, you know, players, and what people don't know, Andy Halls, we just found out he's got a hernia, so he's playing through a hernia at the minute. Jan Palinkas is 60%, 65% at best. They've just played through the pain to get us over the line, and like you said, towards the end, kung fu kicks, blocks, holds his header, bodies on the line, and it was brilliant. You know, you can't ask more than that from the side, and they're just a great group, James, to work with, and I know they'll get the just rewards, you know, over the course of the season, and it wasn't to be,
Pleased though for Dyer to be where it mattered. Great finish.
He comes on. He did what we asked him to do. He took his chance. You know, the place exploded, and you know, he's just another forward, and we were brave at 3-0. We went with another forward, and we just kept chucking forwards on, and you know, we got undone 4-3, but then we got the goal 4-all, and you know, before that, Rowell Grant's got to score again.
We did observe when Hyde played Hyde before, they're brilliant on the counter. Did you feel that, is that price you're prepared to pay for the way FC play, or did you feel sometimes a bit too easily undone?
Yeah, the front four is electric. Mapala, Pratt, Jack Redshaw, Will Russ, you know, he's arrived, that's five goals in his last two games here, hat-trick, and then the two, so, you know, they are great going forward. They really are, and that's where they're going to get all the joy and credit to him. And Nicky's just said to me, I'd rather a 4-4 draw than a 1-0 win. You know, it's kind of, we want to try the right way. But I did think, James, I thought we'd become undone, and in particular on the last goal. You know, I've got Ronwell Grant down the left and Finn down the left, and both of them got exposed. They played it across, it went 4-3. We've got to be better, because at times, take the point. I know everyone wants to win the game, but wait for the opportunity to open up, and sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, I think we could defend slightly better. But last week, I'm stood here saying we've got to take our chances today. We've scored four. We've got to be better at the other end.
Forgive me for the broken record thing, but I'm going to talk about Regan Linney, who was a very frustrated figure in the first half, marked very closely by Roscoe. But then it's the way he drives to the byline for that equaliser when it's 4-3.
Good, isn't it?
Even right at the end, overtime, he's driving down, trying to do it all single-handedly.
We're so lucky. We keep talking about, we keep waxing superlatives, we keep giving him the praise, and you know, he's fantastic, isn't he? Regan Linney is a real player, and we're loving him, working with him, and hoping we can keep hold of him. But and his best years are to come yet. You know, that's the exciting thing. His best years are to come. But his work rate. And I don't want to say, Regan, because you're looking behind at Ennis, you're looking behind at Gribben, you're looking behind at Potts and Griffiths. Work rate all over the park. He's exceptional. And you've got a hungry group in there. And we've also, you know, let's throw into the mix that this is a derby. Let's throw into the mix that everyone wants to beat FC, come into Broadhurst Park. But
conditions.
The rain, the conditions. But we've got an edge to us at the minute that we know we've got to raise our game. And I think we are doing in the majority of games. And listen, we've gone toe-to-toe with second place today. We've got a point. We've got to go to the league leaders next week, who dropped points today. And then we've got to entertain Warrington here, so can't wait for it. Can't wait. And, you know, if we can shore up our defensive line, we've got Curtis back next week, then I'll be happy. I'll be happy, and, you know, I can go away, you know, proud man tonight, proud of that team in there.
Yeah, so 5 points off the playoffs now after today's results. A couple of teams coming, I think Warrington and Banbury's both coming from behind to win. So important with these two big games that keep hold, or is it the way things have gone, do you think?
No, I honestly, I want to win every game of football, James. I want to win everything. Is the next two games going to decide where we go? No. If we got beat or if we don't perform, no, it won't. You know, any team from, I said to Ben before the game, from second down to 13th, you know, I think Shields will still go on and win it. I think anyone could get in the playoff, and it's who holds the nerve, who takes the chances, who has the bottle, you know, fixtures are being kind, and we're getting the tougher ones out of the way if you look at the league table. But there's a long way to go, and we're right in it, and, you know, that's all we can ask for.
And a final congratulations, because at one point there was more first team regulars up here than there was on the pitch.
We're having a tough time at the minute in Donners and Jones and Vinny, and, you know, we lost young Dylan today to flu, and a couple of lads weren't fully right, and, you know, but we're bringing in a new body, you know, this week. That's definite. We're hoping to get the deal done on Monday. We'll have Curtis Jones back, you know, and every week that passes, we're a week closer to Donoghue being back. So, you know, we've got good players, you know, to come back, and we're still competing with the top sides in the league. So for me, it's got to be positive.
Well, congratulations, Neil. You've been part of a fantastic contest.
Thank you.
Onward, and we'll see you in the North East.
Thank
in
you.
7 days.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.